Ram Jayanti, 22nd November 2019, Friday. Essence. Sweet children, at this time, the incorporeal father enters the corporeal form and decorates you. He doesn't do it alone. Sweet children, at this time, the incorporeal father enters a corporeal form and decorates you. He doesn't do it alone. So Baba has used the word decoration. Baba comes and decorates us. And he doesn't do it all alone. He does it with Brahma Baba. He enters this corporeal form and they both, Bab Dada, combined, decorate us. How does he decorate? Soul has become dirty. The soul has become muddy. So Baba comes and washes this soul and decorates it with, first of all, Jnana. The greatest darkness in the world is the darkness of ignorance. Because when we are in ignorance, we keep on repeating one mistake after another. There is a series of blunder that happens. If we analyze our own lives, and if we see the mistakes or the blunders we have committed on this moral path, we would come to the conclusion that all those errors, mistakes, blunders were because of lack of knowledge. Or knowledge was there, but it was not totally in awakened form. So first thing Baba does is he gives us knowledge. And in this university we have got four subjects, and that's why knowledge is the first subject. So all attempts should be made first just to understand this knowledge, and that needs a thorough study of Murlis, that needs thorough study of spiritual literature. Unless and until we sit and reflect on this knowledge, knowledge will not percolate within us. So the first focus should be knowledge. The time immediately after Amrit Vela should be devoted to study of knowledge. Because that time we have just finished Amrit Vela and we are very fresh. Rather than going off to sleep, it's best that one goes around, go on the terrace or in some solitary place, sit down, take the Murli and try to understand each and every line of it and try to correlate with the other day's Murli or club together similar points. So there should be an intense thirst for knowledge. Because at present if we are here and this is the path, we think that we know many things about this situation, this condition or that person. It's not like that. Always have the awareness that there are many things which are yet unknown to me. I have not understood many things. There must be a better way of tackling this situation, of understanding this particular person. And my understanding at present is not total, is not complete. So this knowledge itself makes you to search knowledge. So one must always be in search of better understanding, better knowledge, clarification of points. Because many times, for example, somebody has heard one line for 10 years. It doesn't mean that he has understood it. Probably he will understand it suddenly one day when he is casually sitting somewhere and that line is again reiterated by somebody in a very different manner. So always seek better understanding, more knowledge, more experience. And mere knowledge is not enough. Each point of knowledge is for experience. So The first decoration Baba has given us is Gyan. So develop intense thirst, desire to know better, to have better understanding of this knowledge, to have better experience of this knowledge. Just as in the path of devotion, we were searching God. After knowing God, now the next search is search for total understanding of this knowledge, because it takes a very long time. A person might be 40 years into Gyan, but that doesn't mean that somebody has understood. And somebody might be in 4 years in Gyan, and suddenly that point has become clear to me, him, because of better understanding or because of some difficult situation where he had to use that point. So it all depends how much we have understood this Gyan. So the first decoration is the decoration of Gyan. The second is virtues, gun. And the best way to get rid of vices is not to do anything with vices. Let the vices be there as they are. Don't do anything with vices. Let them remain untouched. Fill the soul with virtues. They will die down. They won't survive for long. What we do is, we make vices as our enemy and we fight with them. And the fight goes on for the whole life. The best is, don't pay any attention to vices. Keep it aside and keep on filling the soul with divine virtues. Take any virtue and think on it. For example, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba has said about, you have come alone and you have to go alone. You have come alone and you have to go alone. So flight of the alone to the alone. So that's a very beautiful statement in today's Murli. That we are here, we had come alone and we would go alone. Whatever relations we have formed, they are but superficial, temporary. Today they are there, tomorrow they are not there. So this world is a caravan, a temporary place where every person is all alone within. All the outside relationships. In today's Murli, Baba said you should not even look at them. So decorate the soul with virtues. And the third is powers. We are here to make us powerful. Unless and until we become spiritually empowered, the situations will keep on affecting us. Something or other will happen and we might get depressed, we might feel down, mood off, mood on, multiple fluctuations in mood. All this are happening probably because we are not filling the soul with power. And that's why the best practice for this is to go to the Paramdham, the Supreme Abode. And he is here, I am here, and all his powers are getting filled with me. They are all invisible. But the more yoga, the more the power. So we are here to become spiritually powerful. Fill the soul with spiritual powers. Power could be anything. Example, tolerance. To what extent we can tolerate things, or we break down in the face of difficult situations because of lack of power of tolerance. And it is not that there are different powers. There is only one power. Though we say there are 8 powers or even more. But in fact, there is only one power. Like electricity is only one. But when it goes through tube light, it gives light. And if it goes through fan, it gives air. But the energy is only one. So it's not like that. I have to take, today I will take power to tolerate, tomorrow I will take power to accommodate. Just take only one power, spiritual powers. Fill the soul with spiritual current. And automatically throughout the day, you will understand which power to use where. You don't have to think today, let me now use power to tolerate. No, this is the time to use power to pack up. You are not going to think like that. It is power is only one. So fill the soul with spiritual power. Throughout the day, different situations will come. And the power will go through situation and will get transformed into that particular power, which is necessary to tackle that situation. So it's only one spiritual power. It's one current. Where it is going, how it is going, that is a different thing. So it's quite easy. In the similar manner, even virtues, if you see, just imagine that there is only one divine virtue, and I am filling the soul with all virtues. So when the soul is filled with virtues, now where to use which virtue would be automatic process. We don't have to think, now I have to become disciplined, now I have to become more silent. Everything will happen on its own. So the third decoration is powers. The next decoration is purity. This is the greatest power in the world. And this is very subtle power. And the entry of impurity is very, very subtle. That one cannot even know that impurity has entered. It's only when the stage goes down, you understand that there must be some impurity that has come in. So it's the, that's why maximum attention should be paid on purity. Anything that disturbs the purity should be avoided, like poison. Anything that comes in the way of our purity should be shunned immediately. Because when we become impure, when impure thoughts, sensual thoughts enter the mind starts becoming restless. The concentration is lost. Headache will start. Guilt consciousness will happen. And like that. So, highest attention should be paid to purity. And then the next decoration is happiness. Our happiness is a very elevated thing. If you analyze the world, more than half the world is absolutely unhappy. There are hardly happy people in the world because they don't know the source of happiness. So-called spiritualists, so-called traditionalists, so-called devotees, so-called religious people, they keep on practicing some or other small religious practices and attain temporary happiness. But most of them are unhappy. So if I am also unhappy, then what is the use of this jnana, this purity and everything? Happiness in fact is a result of purity. When we are pure, the result is happiness. If you are feeling unhappy, probably some impurity has entered. So highest check should be there. And then connected to that is bliss, Atindriya Sukh. The happiness which is super sensuous, which is not related to the senses. The whole world is enjoying sensual pleasures and getting diseased. Sick mentality. There is a sick mentality arising out of sensual pleasures. Ill mentality. So super sensual bliss is another treasure, another decoration that Baba gives us. And then blessings. And then elevated actions. These are all the decorations. We have been given the jnana of elevated Srishta Karma. The more the elevated actions we perform throughout the day, the more the soul is filled with blessings from other soul. So our lives should be filled with blessings. Baba says it is not the life of effort. It is the life of blessings. It is a blessing that should move you, your body, your life, your everything. So blessings and elevated actions. Then the next treasure or the next decoration is contentment. The whole world is discontent. Is suffering from the disease of discontent. And here we claim that we are the most satisfied souls on the earth. And the source of our satisfaction is not worldly or material. but entirely spiritual. So deep sense of contentment is the decoration. So these are some of the decorations Baba has decorated us with. And every day at Amrit Vela, we should decorate ourselves with all this. When we sit and do yoga, see that all the powers are coming unto me, the jnana is coming unto me, the virtues are coming to me, the blessings, inspiration for elevated action, purity, happiness, bliss, contentment. So all these are the very invisible treasures. So you have to become very, very strong, powerful and rich. Spiritual wealth. This is the spiritual wealth. This is the spiritual property. This is the spiritual richness, affluence. So you become spiritually affluent in the morning. Otherwise, Maya makes you into a beggar. Maya makes you into a pauper. And a bankrupt soul. It's an unhappy soul. So, Baba is saying, sweet children, at this time, the incorporeal father enters a corporeal form and decorates you. So he is entering this corporeal form. There's one other thing to understand here is that no one has ever said about God like this before. There is a concept of avatar in Hindu philosophy. But there God doesn't enter into another body. Where they say he is nirakar, he is incorporeal, but he takes body. Here Baba never said that he takes a bodily form in the path of devotion. But Baba said, I don't become body, I take the body. So this concept of entering into other's body, parkaya pravesh, this is an entirely new concept. In the Western world, there is a concept of messengers. Christianity or Judaism or Islam. God sends messengers. But here, Baba doesn't say that I send messenger. He comes himself. But not like even the Hindu philosophy. Or even they say that he is one, then he turns into Brahma, Vishnu and he turns into three. So there are a lot of confusing, conflicting, confounding concepts in Hinduism. And if you see other philosophies, they are also very much not agreeing to the mind. So Baba says, he is the incorporeal father. He enters a corporeal form and he decorates you. So every morning this decoration should be done. And Baba often gives the example of donkey. That Baba comes and decorates you and the donkey again goes back into the mud. So you don't have to become that donkey which bathes in mud again and again. Once the decoration is done in the morning, throughout the day it should be preserved. Throughout the day, utmost efforts should be done to see that it is not stolen by any of the inimical forces. So, sweet children, at this time the incorporeal father enters a corporeal form and decorates you. He doesn't do it alone. Baba says, I don't do this alone. I come into this body and even he, by his own personal efforts, has now become something like someone like God. And now they both, Bap, Dada, they both work together. So this is about today's essence.